My name is Garland Robinson. If you've never obeyed the gospel, we would exhort you to do so. If you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, you can become a child of God. You can so live to be faithful. When it comes time for you to die, you will be able to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Are you concerned about the future? Do you know what tomorrow will bring? Most people, I guess, are not concerned about tomorrow. The emphasis today seems to be on the present. It's kind of like what we read in Luke chapter 12 and verse 19 when the rich man said, "Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." So many are not concerned at all with the things that may come about tomorrow. All they think about is comfort and pleasure and ease. But there are many things that we don't know about the future, but there are some things we do know, and it's some of those we want to consider in our lesson today. However, we read in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." James words it this way in chapter 4 and verse 14, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." So there are things we do not know. There are things that are uncertain. However, there are things we do know, and we want to cover some of those. For one, death is in our future. You know, we all have an appointment with death. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." I have an appointment, you have an appointment with death. We may, by the way we live, prolong our life, or we may even shorten our life. But death is still certain. It will come to each and every one. If we are alive, then we're going to die. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5 reads, "For the living know that they shall die." But the time of our death is uncertain. I don't know exactly when I'm going to die. You remember what Isaac said in Genesis 27 and verse 2? He said, "Behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death." In 1 Samuel 20 and verse 3, David said, "There is but a step between me and death." Though death is certain, we don't know exactly when it's going to be. The Bible does tell us that death is a consequence of sin. And as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned, Romans 5 and verse 12. The Bible describes how that death is a separation of the body and the spirit. When Rachel died in childbirth, in Genesis chapter 35 and verse 18, we read that it came to pass her soul was departing. When our spirit leaves our body dies. Remember again to the rich farmer, the Lord said in Luke 12 and verse 20, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then whose shall those things be?" James records in chapter 2 and verse 26 of the book of James, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So friend, death is in my future. Death is in your future. You know, I have talked with people, I have been with people, and discussed certain items, whether it be a fun or pleasure or just farming or life in general, just making conversation. And yet I have found those same people dead within 24 hours. Neither one of us having an idea that this time tomorrow they will not be alive. What a tragedy that is when those who have died like that are unprepared to meet God. Another item in our future, and mine and yours both, is that the coming of the Lord is certain. It's a future event. Jesus is coming again. He promised His disciples He would come. In John 14, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So the Lord said, I go to prepare a place, and I will come again. The apostles were told Christ was coming again in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. When Jesus had ascended back up into heaven, when he had spoken these things, they beheld, and he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And when they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Here these angels announce, they make it clear and make it plain, this same Jesus that ascended into heaven will come again one day. The certainty of his coming is there, but we just don't know when it'll be. There are many saying that it'll be soon, but I don't know that. The Bible does not reveal that. There are those who say there are signs of his coming. But one thing for certain is the Lord says there are no signs. There's nothing to look for. There's nothing that will signal the soon return of Jesus. And instead, he says, no man knoweth that information. The time is not known. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 10, But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Jesus said in Matthew 24, beginning in verse 36, But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. How is it then that some say they know when the Lord's coming? Or how is it that some say that the Lord is coming soon? Jesus said, no man knows that. In verse 42 of Matthew 24, we read, Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Now, Christians are told to look forward to that time, to be ready for the coming of the Lord. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 12, Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. So Christians look forward to that day, because this fervent heat and the rain of fire and brimstone shall not be upon them, but upon them who do not obey the gospel. We read in Hebrews 9 in verse 28, For Christ once suffered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So, friend, the Lord is coming again. That is in our future. The resurrection of all the dead, that's in our future also. The resurrection is an unconditional promise that was made by God. We read, So in Christ shall all be made alive, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. The hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation, John 5, and verse 28 and 29. So everyone that has ever lived, they will be raised from the dead. There is adequate proof of the resurrection because Jesus himself was raised from the dead. We read also in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 16 to 18, For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, you are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Oh, what a tragedy it'll be for those who died unprepared to meet God. They will perish. That doesn't mean they'll be annihilated. They will be in utter destruction where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. According to the Bible, we will be raised, no matter how we've lived, good or bad. We read in 1 Corinthians 15, So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 42 to 44. So we will die, but we will be raised from the dead. And you know, the Bible says we don't know how we will appear, but we will be as He is, for we'll see Him as He is. 1 John 3 and verse 2. So everyone will be raised from the dead, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting contempt. The judgment is in our future. It'll be universal. The Lord will sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He'll separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. He'll set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. The sheep are representative of those who are obedient to the Lord, faithful to His cause. The goats representative of those who are stubborn, rebellious, those who refuse to obey God. We read in Revelation 20 and verse 12, where John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, notice this, according to their works. Friend, there's going to be a judgment one day, and everyone will be raised to stand before the judge of all the earth, and we'll answer for what we've done in this life, and it'll be according to what we have done, how we will live. None will escape. Every individual will be judged. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14 and verse 12. And everyone will be raised, and they'll be judged according to they hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. The judge is Jesus Christ Himself. John 5 and verse 22. The verdict that'll be given is final. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12 and verse 37. Oh, what a tragedy it'll be for the unprepared. The judgment will take place, and the verdict, it'll be final. That vast eternity is in our future. It'll be everlasting punishment for the wicked. It'll be everlasting or eternal life for the righteous, Matthew 25 and verse 46. We cannot see eternity now in this world because we're connected with the earthly, the material. But yet there is an eternity there, and that death is not the end. Our consciousness will continue on and on, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1. That's for the righteous, those who obey God. Friend, what about you? Are you obeying God? Death is in your future. The judgment will take place. All the dead will be raised. Eternity will go on forever and ever. But will it be for you in heaven, or will it be in hell? If you will obey the gospel, humble yourself to live obedient unto the Lord all of your life, you can hear Him say one day, well done, thou good and faithful servant.